Yeah, hello everyone. It's still your boy Joshua Sheboy. This is gonna be another motivational speech of mine. But before I proceed, I would love to really thank all those who have been listening to this wonderful voice of mine. You guys are really doing well, and since this is going to be another episode, I really want you to bring out your books and your heart and everything needed to listen to this motivational speech of mine. Now I'm going to be speaking on a particular topic. Yeah, a particular topic which says disadvantage of giving up on your dreams. Disadvantage of giving up on your dreams. Disadvantage of giving up on your dreams. Okay. Here we go. If you give up on your dreams, you might not be happy. That's one disadvantage. And this is like, you're not going to be happy forever and ever and ever to eternity. Yeah. You cannot say you have given up on your dreams and you are just going to be smiling up and down, and you are going to just say, I've achieved something. You never achieved anything in life. When you give up on your dreams, you're not going to be happy. You're just going to be in a sad container still. Father knows it, still only God knows when. So one of the disadvantages of you not giving up on your dreams is this. So that you won't be sad. You are not going to be happy when you give up on your dreams. If you give up on your dreams, you might not be happy and often complain about your life and your environment. You see, when you give up on your dreams, everything surrounding you, everything about you will full of complaining. As you start complaining, even little things that someone will do that you think is, people will think is a joke, it will become a burden to your heart because of what you gave up on your dreams. Little things, someone kept chair, yes, someone is watching television, someone is charging his phone, someone is doing this, someone is paying clothes on the line, someone is calling, everything become a burden to your life. You become start complaining. So why must you call? Why must you hear music? Why must you watch TV? Why must you cook? Why must you, as everything will start bothering you because of what you give up on your dream. A really bad disadvantage of you giving up on your dream. You might feel that life should be different if you do not give up. If you give up on your dreams, you will not live the unique life you wanted when you were younger. Every man, every human has a unique plan for his life. I'm right here, me right here talking to you. I have a unique plan for my life. You know? And if I should give up my dream, that unique plan can never come to pass. That's his advantage. That unique, you want to be a lawyer, you want to be a banker. That unique plan, you want to be rich, will never come again. It can never, never come again. Once you give up on your dream, that unique plan of you, as that special plan you have, everyone has that special plan you have for yourself cannot be manifest, cannot be manifested, cannot be accomplished. People give up on their dreams too early in life because of what situations around them. Sometimes it happens later. Maybe you don't give up early in life. It happens later when you have started growing old, something like that. When you have started as in getting tough in the journey. When things have started getting tough in the journey, you just say, I'm going to give up. And you don't know the disadvantage part. People give up on their dreams so early in life. Sometimes it happens later. You get older, tired, and instead of trying to pivot once more, you decide to throw the towel for good. It's sad when a dream dies, and more often than not, it dies far too soon. Why should you give up on your dream? No, is there a good reason for giving up on your dream? You know, some maybe because of all tough situations, and you just forget about the disadvantage of you giving up on your dreams. Sometimes it happens early. You just don't know when to give up because of what difficulties facing your early stage of life. And just say, I'm going to give up. I'm done with life. I'm done with my dreams. And you just drop it. You throw it away in. If you don't believe me, just ask those around you whether or not they are creative or what the last creative things they have done was. Because why I'm really confused right now. I don't know why people just can't give up my dream because of what? without regarding the disadvantage, regardless of the disadvantage, you just made up your mind to give up your dream. There are dangers, really dangers that can take off your life, dangers that can take short your life. You might be expected to live 120, 100 and whatever age you might be expected to be. And once you give up on your dreams and everything is just going to, then why are you giving up on your dreams? Sad reasons why people give up on their dreams. They fear being judged by others they care about for failing. They fear being judged by others they care about for failing. Fear of failure in itself is deliberately, but that fear is almost always rooted in fear of rejection or judgment from those people around them. Because of what people think, that's why you want to give up on your dream. Without you regarding the disadvantage, your own success, your own happiness, you now want to give up on your dream because of what people will think if you fail. I mean, if you fail, try again. Then giving up on that dream because, let me tell you, your friends will not be out there. They will not want to mingle with you because of what? Because you're a failure. That's one disadvantage. You will lose sense of belonging. And it's a bad disadvantage. You will lose sense of belonging. No one will want to associate with a failure. So why giving up on your dream? Why are you giving up on your dream? It's so sad you see people today. I want to be this. And now, they're not what they want to become because of what? Many months back, they just gave up on their dream. They just gave up. Now, when you are still pursuing your dream and you're still looking onto your dream, check how your life was and now that you have given up, how your life is now. Compare, let's do the comprehension. Compare how your life was that time. Compare. You shouldn't give up on your dream on any circumstances. Never give up on your dream. Many of us, when young, have great dreams. We do not allow circumstances to limit how far we dream. We feel enthusiastic, ready to conquer the world. However, as we grow a little older, and after hitting obstacles and failures, we start to stop believing in us and lose our enthusiasm, faith, and ambition. We settle into bad lifestyles because of what? We now start fearing people. What do you think about me? You now start losing focus on your dream. You start losing faith on your dream. When you start growing older, you start losing faith because of the situation facing you. How many times will people tell you that you can't succeed? You know, people can tell you that you can't succeed and you just tell yourself, I will succeed. Are you understanding me? You just tell yourself, I will succeed no matter what the situation is. I will succeed. How many times have people laughed at your dreams and tried to discourage you? Probably many times. And you just, don't you remember that time when people laughed at you and say, oh, you can never succeed. People have done it to me. And you just keep on moving. Just keep on. No one will decide your failure except you decide it by yourself. If you give up on your dream, you might not be happy and often complain about your life and your environment. If you give up on your dream, you will not live the unique life you wanted when you were younger. Are you understanding me? If you believe that you can succeed and do not listen to anyone who says otherwise, with persistence, discipline, and faith in yourself, you can reach far. No one can decide that for you. When you believe you can succeed without people, when you believe you can succeed without the help of, as in, people who you think that will help you, you know that when you rely on your help on really one person, you just see that the person will fail you. With perseverance and discipline and fear of God, your dreams will never go down. Do not give up on your dreams, because the disadvantage is really, as it is really, it can take your life. It is never too late to start dreaming again and following your dream. It's never too late. Your landlord is chasing you out of your house because of you have not paid house rent. That is the very main reason you have to not give up on your dreams. Your girlfriend, your boyfriend is what is thinking that you're an asshole. You can't pay your bills, you can't pay your credit card bills, you can't pay your debit card bills, you can't do, man. That's the very reason you have to be rich. I've been poor and I choose richness. Man, you can't give up on your dream to become rich because of any fucking thing. Be unique. To be successful on a grand scale and be noticed, you need to be yourself. Be unique. Don't copy anybody's style. Copy your own style. Form your own style. Accomplish your own style. Don't copy anybody. Who is he? And be different from others. Be totally different from others. Learn from others. But learn from others doesn't mean you are copying their style. Be unique. Be yourself. Mr. A puts leg like this, you put a leg like that. He shake his waist, you shake your waist. Who said you? No. Be yourself. Learn from others the past mistake they made. When you reach that place, try to move on. So let me tell you something. You are not the first person. Are you understand me? You are not the first and the only person that have passed through the situation you are passing through right now. People have passed through that situation, that circumstance you are passing through right now, and they have getting head breaks. They are getting really brake lights. Learn from others that could be most helpful. But you don't need to follow their steps and become copycats. Never. No one is saying to follow their steps and become a copycat and become a. It's copying me. It's copying person. Someone will just say, it's me that teach him. It's me. It's copying for my style. It's my style. It's no. Be yourself. Be unique. No one should come and determine it's me that put him through. No one should do that for you. Be not afraid to be unique. Be not afraid to be different. When you are unique in what to do, whether it is writing a book, building a business, becoming an actor, or becoming an athletic, you will become a leader, not a follower. When you are unique, no matter what it is you want to become, you will not become a leader. You see yourself becoming a leader, not a follower. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Be unique. No one will determine that your success for you, man. The disadvantage of being as of giving up on your dream is really bad. It's really bad. Never think that this world have given up on you. Give up on your dream. It's not the final situation. The word give and up should never be together in your mind. Rather, the word no shouldn't even be in your dictionary. Without diving into details, simply being part of the human race puts you in a very special group. You see, the word give, like I said before, and up. Don't let it come into you, into your heart, into the tables of your heart. Never, don't let it come. Don't let it come. 15 powerful reasons why you should never give up on your dreams. Because they are really deadly disadvantage of you giving up on your dreams. One, you are alive and you can. The main reason you should not give up on your dream, because you are alive and you can do it. There's only one certainty in life, and that is death. As long as you are alive, you have no excuse to say you can't. If you put your mind to it, you can do anything. Anything is possible. This simply might... It might look as really nasty and really... as in, circumstances may come your way, but nothing is impossible for you to do when you have determination. Some might say this is mobile a way to think, but frankly, I disagree because death is the biggest motivation. Otherwise, that my time is limited always enters me and helps me to balance my priority. When you know that one day you will die, there's no need of giving up on your dream now. When you know that one day death is going to come calling you, there's no need of giving up on your dream now. Are you understanding me? Believe in your dream. That way you can never give up on it. Because the disadvantage is really, 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 I'm really based on the disadvantage. It might cost your life. It might cost your life. It might cost your life. Don't give up on your dream because of any fucking reason. Don't. Your dream to become a banker, your dream to become a lawyer, your dream to become whatever you want to be, a broadcaster, a YouTuber, an actor, whatever. I don't care to know. Don't give up on that dream. Date should motivate. Everything about you should motivate. Your TV, your phones, your data, your credit card bills, all your bills should be a motivation to you that I can't give up on my dreams. Never. Because the disadvantage is really abhorring. I'm going to draw the curtain here, but I'm really sure you are not going to give up on your dream. Never, don't try it. Yeah. I really want to thank people out there who are listening to this, my voice. And I really want you to keep following me, keep sharing this, my voice. Please, I beg you, keep sharing it. People out there need to hear it. Please, please help me. I really love you guys. You guys are my best family ever. Thank you, really. Till next, we see again. Goodbye for now. Yeah, hello everyone. It's still your boy Joshua Sheboy. He's gonna be on that motivational speech of mine. But before I proceed, I would love to really thank all those who have been listening to this wonderful voice of mine. You guys are really doing well, and since it's going to be on that episode, I really want you to bring out your books and your hat and everything needed to listen to this motivational speech of mine. Now I'm going to be speaking on a particular topic. Yeah, a particular topic which says disadvantage of giving up on your dreams. Disadvantage of giving up on your dreams. Disadvantage of giving up on your dreams. Okay. Here we go. If you give up on your dreams, you might not be happy. That's one disadvantage. And this is like, you're not going to be happy forever and ever and ever to eternity. Yeah, you cannot say you have given up on your dreams and you are just going to be smiling up and down and you are going to just say, I've achieved something. You never achieved anything in life. When you give up on your dreams, you're not going to be happy. You're just going to be in a sad container still. Father knows it's the only God knows when. One of the disadvantages of you not giving up on your dreams is this. So that you won't be sad. You are not going to be happy when you give up on your dreams. If you give up on your dreams, you might not be happy and often complain about your life and your environment. You see, when you give up on your dreams, everything surrounding you, everything about you will full of complaining. As you start complaining, even little things that someone will do that people will think is a joke, it will become a burden to your heart because of what you gave up on your dreams. Little things, someone kept chair here, someone is watching television, someone is charging his phone, someone is doing this, someone is paying clothes on the line, someone is calling, everything become a burden to your life. You become start complaining. So why must you call? Why must you hear music? Why must you watch TV? Why must you cook? Why must you, as everything will start bothering you because of what you give up on your dream. A really bad disadvantage of you giving up on your dream. You might feel that life should be different if you do not give up. If you give up on your dreams, you will not live the unique life you wanted when you were younger. Every man, every woman has a unique plan for his life. I'm right here, me right here talking to you. I have a unique plan for my life. You know? And if I should give up my dream, that unique plan can never come to pass. There's disadvantage. Then you want to be a lawyer, you want to be a banker. That unique plan, you want to be rich, will never come again. It can never come again. Once you give up on your dream, that unique plan of you, as that special plan you have, everyone has that special plan. That special plan you have for yourself cannot be manifest, cannot be manifested, cannot be accomplished. People give up on their dreams too early in life because of what situations around them. Sometimes it happens later. Maybe you don't give up early in life. It happens later when you have started growing old, something like that. When you have started getting tough in the journey, when things are start getting tough in the journey, you just say, I'm going to give up. And you don't know the disadvantage part. People give up on their dreams so early in life. Sometimes it happens later. You get older, tired, and instead of trying to pivot once more, you decide to throw the towel for good. It's sad when a dream dies, and more often than not, it dies far too soon. Why should you give up on your dream? No, is there a good reason for giving up on your dream? You know, maybe because of all tough situations, and you just forget about the disadvantage of you giving up on your dreams. Sometimes it happens early. You just don't know when to give up because of what difficulties facing your early stage of life. And just say, I'm going to give up. I'm done with life. I'm done with my dreams. And you just drop it. You throw it away in. If you don't believe me, just ask those around you whether or not they are creative or what the last creative things they have done was. Because why I'm really confused right now. I don't know why people just okay, I'm going to give up my dream because of what? Without regarding the disadvantage, regardless of the disadvantage, you just made up your mind to give up your dream. There are dangers, really dangers that can take off your life, dangers that can take short your life. You might be expected to live 120, 100, and whatever age you might be expected to be. And once you give up on your dreams and everything is just going to, then why giving up on your dreams? Sad reasons why people give up on their dreams. They fear being judged by others they care about for failing. They fear being judged by others they care about for failing. Fear of failure. Fear of failure in itself is deliberately. But that fear is almost always rooted in fear of rejection or judgment from those people around them. Because of what people think, that's why you want to give up on your dream. Without you regarding the disadvantage, your own success, your own happiness, you now want to give up on your dream because of what people would think if you fail. I mean, if you fail, try again. Then giving up on that dream because, let me tell you, your friends will not be out there. They will not want to mingle with you because of what? Because you're a failure. That's one disadvantage. You lose sense of belonging. And it's a bad disadvantage. You will lose sense of belonging. No one will want to associate with a failure. So why giving up on your dream? Why are you giving up on your dream? It's so sad you see people today. I want to be this. And they are not what they want to become because of what many months back, they just gave up on their dream. They just gave up. Now, let's see, when you are still pursuing your dream and you're still looking onto your dream, check how your life was and now that you have given up, how your life is now. Compare, let's do the comparison. Compare how your life was that time compare. You shouldn't give up on your dream on any circumstances. Never, never, never give up on your dream. Many of us, when young, have great dreams. We do not allow circumstances to limit how far we dream. We feel enthusiastic, ready to conquer the world. However, as we grow a little older, and after hitting obstacles and failures, we start to stop believing in us and lose our enthusiasm, faith, and ambition. We settle into bad lifestyles because of what? We now start fearing people. What do you think about me? You now start losing focus on your dream. You start losing faith on your dream. When you start growing older, you start losing faith because of the situation facing you. How many times will people tell you that you can't succeed? You know, people can tell you that you can't succeed, and you just tell yourself, I will succeed. Are you understanding me? You just tell yourself, I will succeed no matter what the situation is. I will succeed. How many times have people laughed at your dreams and tried to discourage you? Probably many times. And you just, no. Don't you remember that time when people laughed at you and said, you can never succeed. You can never, people have done it to me. And you just keep on moving. Just keep on. No one will decide your failure except you decide it by yourself. If you give up on your dream, you might not be happy and often complain about your life and your environment. If you give up on your dream, you will not live the unique life you wanted when you were younger. Are you understanding me? If you believe that you can succeed and do not listen to anyone who says otherwise, with persistence, discipline, and faith in yourself, you can reach far. No one can decide that for you. When you believe you can succeed without people, when you believe you can succeed without the help of, as in, people who you think that will help you, you know that when you rely on your help on really one person, you just see that the person will fail you. With perseverance and discipline and fear of God, your dreams will never go down. Do not give up on your dreams, because the disadvantage is really, as it is really, it can take your life. It is never too late to start dreaming again and following your dream. It's never too late. Your landlord is chasing you out of your house because of you have not paid house rent. That is the very main reason you have to not give up on your dreams. Your girlfriend, your boyfriend is what? He's thinking that you're an asshole, you can't pay your bills, you can't pay your credit card bills, you can't pay your debit card bills, you can't do. Man, that's the very reason you have to be rich. I've been poor and I choose richness. Man, you can't give up on your dream to become rich because of any fucking thing. Be unique. To be successful on a grand scale and be noticed, you need to be yourself. Be unique. Don't copy anybody's style. Copy your own style. Form your own style and copy your own style. Don't copy anybody. Who is he? And be different from others. Be totally different from others. Learn from others. But learn from others doesn't mean you are copying their style. Be unique. Be yourself. Mr. A put leg like this, you put a leg like that. He shake his waist, you too, he shake your waist. Who said you? No. Be yourself. Learn from others the past mistake they made. When you reach that place, try to move on. So let me tell you something. You are not the first person. Are you understanding me? You are not the first and the only person that have passed through the situation you are passing through right now. People have passed through that situation, that circumstance you are passing through right now, and they have. As they are getting head breaks, they are getting really brake lights. Learn from others that could be most helpful. But you don't need to follow their steps and become copycats, never. No one is saying to follow their steps and become a copycat and become a is copying me, is copying person. Someone will just say, it's me that teach him, it's me, he's copying for my style, it's my style. Is no, be yourself, be unique. No one should come and determine, it's me that put him through. No one should do that for you. Be not afraid to be unique. Be not afraid to be different. When you are unique in what to do, whether it is writing a book, building a business, becoming an actor, or becoming an athletic, you will become a leader, not a follower. When you are unique, no matter what it is you want to become, you will not become a leader. You see yourself becoming a leader, not a follower. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Be unique. No one will determine that your success for you, man. The disadvantage of being as of giving up on your dream is really bad. It's really bad. Never think that this world have given up on you. Give up on your dream. It's not the final situation. The word give and up should never be together in your mind. Rather, the word no shouldn't even be in your dictionary. Without diving into details, simply being part of the human race puts you in a very special group. You see, the word give, like I said before, and up. Don't let it come into you, into your heart, into the tables of your heart. Never, don't let it come. Don't let it come. 15 powerful reasons why you should never give up on your dreams. Because they are really deadly disadvantage of you giving up on your dreams. One, you are alive and you can. The main reason you should not give up on your dream is because you are alive and you can do it. There's only one certainty in life, and that is death. As long as you are alive, you have no excuse to say you can't. If you put your mind to it, you can do anything. Anything is possible. This might look as in really nasty and really as in circumstances might come your way, but nothing is impossible for you to do when you have determination. Some might say this is morbid, a way to think, but frankly, I disagree because death is the biggest motivation. Otherwise, that my time is limited always enters me and helps me to balance my priority. When you know that one day you will die, there's no need of giving up on your dream now. When you know that one day death is going to come calling you, there's no need of giving up on your dream now. Are you understanding me? Believe in your dream. That way you can never give up on it. Because the disadvantage is really, 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 I'm really based on the disadvantage. It might cost your life. It might cost your life. It might cost your life. Don't give up on your dream because of any fucking reason. Don't. Your dream to become a banker, your dream to become a lawyer, your dream to become whatever you want to be, a broadcaster, a YouTuber, an actor, whatever. I don't care to know. Don't give up on that dream. You should even be saying, that should motivate. Everything about you should motivate. Your TV, your phones, your data, your credit card bills, all your bills should be a motivation to you that, I can't give up on my dreams. Never. Because the disadvantage is really abhorring. I'm going to draw the curtain here, but I'm really sure you are not going to give up on your dream. Never. Don't try it. Yeah. I really want to thank people out there who are listening to this, my voice. And I really want you to keep following me. Keep sharing this, my voice. Please, I beg you. Keep sharing it. People out there need it to hear it. Please, please help me. I really love you guys. You guys are my best family ever. Thank you, really. Till next we see again. Goodbye for now. Yeah, hello out there, it's still me, your boy Joshua Shiboy. This is going to be on that interesting topic, which says the act of recovering from failure. I'll repeat myself, the act of recovering from failure. Okay, but before I proceed, I could really love to really thank all my listeners out there who are really listening to this podcast of mine and who are really sharing. I'm really liking and I'm really loving it. I really want to thank you guys. You guys are really the best family I ever had online. You guys are amazing. But I really want you guys to also help me to share. Please subscribe. Please follow. You can also see me on social media, Joshua Shiboy. That is me. Okay, now we're going to move deep into the topic, the act of recovering from failure. The three best way to recover from failure. Here we go. Failure is hard, of course, everyone knows. It is a painful process that has an eye opening, as it is an ego shattering. I hope you guys understand what I'm saying. When we are in the midst of failure, wedding taught it treacherously. It seems that nothing can ease our pain. Nothing will make the heartbreak and torment that comes from failure subside. You know when you fail and all these kind of stuff, and you know when something happens to you and you just kind of fail, you see those ego you have, those pride, your pride. Yeah, those are pride you have. Or maybe you have pride on something, you have pride on your education, you have pride on anything at all. When you now feel that failure is going to shatter, is going to render your pride useless, as people are not going to see you as what you are. You are as a teacher, as a lecturer, as a student. People are not going to see you as a student, but they're going to see you as a failure, as what you are. Now, that's what we're discussing, how to recover, the act of recovering from that, your failure. That's what we're discussing today, the act of recovering from that, your failure. But failure, as much as it hurts, is a necessarily evil. Failure and the resultant pain it causes help to shape and mold us, tailoring a platform for future success. You know, when you fail, don't just sit and mourn yourself. When you fail, you have to move on what you are doing, of course. Failure is not to harm you or to hurt you or to... No. It's not just to shatter your ego and leave it... Just leave it like that for many years or just... No. If you take failure that way, that's how it will really happen to you. Many people have failed and they just don't give up, or they just keep on going. I hope you're understanding me. They just keep on going. Failure is meant for us to what? To see our future ahead of us, to pattern us in the right way, for tailoring us. For example, you know, as a tailor is tailoring his clothes, as in sewing his clothes, giving his best shape. He has to cut it, he has to mend it, he has to sew it, you got to know. And when he's done with sewing that clothes, the clothes look amazing and really beautiful. That is what failure does to us. He has to measure us, he has to sew us, he has to bend us, he has to squeeze us to bring out the best in us. It doesn't feel like something that's beneficial at all when we are going through it. But that failure is, in fact, is a way to succeed. You are going through failure, it doesn't seem good, but see, when you look into that failure, you just made it, that just happened to you. You just know that, if I can fail, that means I'm almost close to my success. If I can fail, that means try to convince yourself. Are you understanding me? Failure just there to make us and to allow us learn, to teach us more. Are you understanding me? Failure is not just, don't just because you fail and man, you are done and you are done and you're done forever. It can never be that way. When you fail, you rise again and you just don't give up, because many people has never given up because of what they know, that their future is bright. While each individual had a different set of circumstances, there were a few important ways that they were able to recover from failure. If you had one major failure in the past and you are looking for a glimmer of hope, know this: success is not possible without failure. The method you will use to bounce back from failure might differ from the next person, but as long as you don't give up, you will eventually see things through. As long as you don't give up. The thing is that you don't just give up on yourself or other stuff. No, because you're not the only one that failed. And many millions, thousands of people has failed and they don't give up. They just have to rise and keep going. And today they are successful. Today they have bastards money. They have millions. Don't think that, okay, I failed and you also failed. The step that works for me to succeed is going to work for you. No, all of us have different steps to succeed once we fail. Are you understanding me? Once you fail, you have different steps to succeed. Don't think that it's the same step you're going to take to succeed after you failed. No. What is failure? Before diving into a discussion on how can we recover from failure, let's talk about the act of failing itself. What is it? Have you ever asked yourself, what is this failure we're talking about? What does it mean to have failed or at something? When can you draw that proverbial time? Okay, let's ask ourselves, what is actually failure? Look at yourself and say, oh, I failed. What is actually that failure you are talking about? What is it? What is failure? You have to say that question really, really hard, and don't just think that the answer is going to just come out. Some people say failure is lack of success, lack of men. Every failure is a step to succeed. Every failure is a step to succeed. Every failure. See, you know, this my podcast is about motivation, so I'm not going to tell you the bad part of failure. Let me just tell you that even the bad part of something has a good part when you look at it well. Failure is a step to succeed. Let me just leave it that way. It's the best step one can succeed. The best step you can succeed. That is the best step you can succeed. Failure. If you don't fail, no successful man will tell you that he doesn't have up and downs. He has been passing through. He hasn't failed. No. So you that failed out there and you are just killing yourself over it, you better rethink. Rethink. You have to succeed in life. Failing at something in a monumentary way is also one of the best methods to build character. It allows for spiritual, emotional, and mental growth. You see, when you fail, you see, your emotions will start. That is the right time for you to build up your emotions. When you fail, your character will start as in going down, start drifting off. That's the right time for you to build your characters. When you fail, you see your spiritual life, maybe you're a Christian, you're a Muslim, I don't care to know right now. When you fail, you see that maybe you start losing strength in praying. That's the right time for you to build your spiritual life up. Go to God in prayer. Go to God in prayer. It's definitely possible for one to recover from failure. Definitely possible. Okay, let's look at the way we can recover from failure. Be passionate about your dreams. If you have failed recently, aside from the headache, you are likely focused your energy on the original goal and just how much it meant to you. If you have given up entirely, well, that's a different story. But if you haven't, and you are not willing to give in to defeat, then you need to address the meaning associated with your goal. Be passionate about your dream. You see, when you fail, you still have the urge. The very act that will make you to stand up is when you are passionate about your dream. But when you are not passionate about your dream, when you don't have the desire to, you don't have the fire still burning about your dream, man, wherever you are, my dear, you will never get up again. Never. You will just sit on that position of failing and God. So be passionate about your dream. You want to be a student, you want to be a lawyer, you want to be a banker, whatever you want to be, wherever you want to be in life, just be passionate. Have that love for that dream. In that way, when you fail, you want to stand up by all means. In that way, when you have failed already, you will get up by all means. You will say, no, I can't. You tell yourself, is this me that failed like this? You try to push up again. And the second one, ensure you are adding value to the world. Ensure you are adding. You see, when you, in one of my podcasts, one of my topics recently, in my YouTube video, of course, you can follow me on YouTube, Joshua Shiboy. Follow me over there and you see my YouTube video. Really interesting, you can subscribe to it. It's really interesting. Subscribe to my YouTube video. The name of my YouTube video is Joshua Shiboy. You can subscribe to it. It's really interesting. Motivations are really there, over there. You see, in that my YouTube video, I was talking about you need to help the poor, you need to help this, little. You see, when you have failed, and when you are adding value to people's life, adding value to the world, when you fail, when you look at the people you have added value to their lives, you want to stand up. When you know that this, if you give up on your dreams, if you become poor entirely, those people that you have been feeding, those people that you will know that you have responsibility, you have been adding life to those people, and when you know that you have failed, you want to get up so that those people too have life. Because if you don't feed them, no one will feed them. So once you have that kind of thinking, you want to stand up, you want to add more value to yourself, you want to add more value to the world. So what is stopping you from standing up? Remember, the first one is be passionate about your dream. Now the second one is ensure you are adding value to the world. Before you succeed, is every as you need to fail. It's not like, man, you haven't failed, that doesn't mean you will not fail. Failure is not like a cost that someone is going to give to you or something like that. No, it's something like you pass through it. It's like a test, and to just not show you, to just show you to be good, for you to have a fine body, and you know. So it's not that you just kill yourself, you have failed, and you just see that God, man, you have to stand up. Who is poisoning your mind? Who is deceiving you that you have failed and you can't do anything again? Once you have this goals, be passionate about your dream. You want to stand. Once you have these other goals, ensure you are adding value to the world. No matter how great your failure is, you want to stand up. No matter how great, no matter how the shame. And the third one is shift your focus by contributing to others. Contribute to others' development, contribute to others' success. Once you have this kind of mind, man, you don't have to, there's no need of failing. So what is stopping you? Who say you are not going to? Ah, God. You have to move on. Have the faith that you are not the only person that has failed. And of course, you're not the only person that failed that make it. See failure as a path to success. See failure as a path to success. See failure that if I don't fail, I cannot make it. Just see it that way. No matter the heartbreak, just see it that way. See failure that if I don't fail, I cannot make it. Also, I've seen failure in that mind, man. No matter how great your failure is, you are going to surely succeed. No matter how great, see failure that way. Don't think of anything. Don't think of the shame. See failure that way. Remember, in all my episode I've been using this word, no one wants to associate with a failure. You remember, no one wants to make a friend with a failure. With a no, I'm not saying failure, I want to make you my friend. So, you that failed, you are going to lose friends. Use that period to build up your emotion. See, let me tell you something about me. I'm this kind of person that no matter how many guys I have, no matter how many as in friends. I'm this kind of person that I've built up myself that I know that in a minute time you can deny me as a friend. So I've made up my mind that I don't have any particular friend. I can just, okay, you're my classmate, okay, good. I know you as my classmate but not my friend. You're my guy, okay, I know you as my guy, not my friend. You understand? I've made up my mind that any circumstances that happen, this guy, this girl, this whoever you are, you might deny me, you might betray me and say, no, I don't know him, I don't this, that. So once you make up your mind like that, you are ready to face any fucking failure. Failure is like to not show you. Are you understanding me? No matter how close you think you are to me, the very next minute I can say, ah, this is not my friend though. You yourself will be surprised because I know what I'm saving. I know what, and I cannot take you as my friend and tomorrow now I see you talking bad about me. Of course, that is life. This is human for us. I see you talking bad about me, it's going to hurt my feelings. So be prepared for tomorrow. I'm actually being prepared for tomorrow. No matter how many guys you see me with, no matter how many people you see me with, none are my friends. I just take them. This is who you are to me. You are my classmate. This is who you are to me. You are my classmate. You can see me, we laugh, we go out, we go to places, we go to amusements, we go, as we watch TV, we eat together. I can't take you as my friend. This is my guy, and he's my guy. I know you as my guy, and that is all. This is my mate, and you know you as my mate. This is my teacher, and you know you as my teacher. This is my Joshua, and you know you as my Joshua. This is my whatever you are. Be prepared for the tomorrow. By that way, even if the failure hits you hard, you will succeed. Do not give up. Don't just give up because you feel and you just want to give up. Have you forgotten that you're not the only first person that is failing? And you're not the last person that is going to fail. There's one thing we don't know. You're not the first person to fail, and you're not the last person that will fail. Many people are still coming to fail. Many people have never started their failure. Many people fail more than once. Many people fail more than 10 times, and they are still grinding, they are still pushing up. Dude, I just failed once. Just once. And you want to kill yourself. You want to die. You want to give up because of what is your reason? You don't have any strong reason there. There's no reason you could give that say it's because of this I'm giving up. Why will you give up? At least you should die instead that you are going to, you know that if you don't have passion for this or dream, you will definitely fail and become a failure forever. But once you have passion of your dream, you will see reasons for you to stand up. Once you put life into people, you will see reason for you to stand up from a failure. But once you don't impact life into people, you're just a failure yourself. So don't give up because you are failed, or don't just go to remain strong in there. Remain bold in there. No one will hand you success. You got to fight for your success. No nigga is going to hand you your success. You got to fight for it. You got to get it by yourself. You got to get your success yourself. Don't rely on anybody. Hustle yourself. Succeed yourself. Always be prayerful. That God will not give you a temptation that will be bigger than you and that will overswallow you. You know, once you fail, some people lose faith in God. But that is the time you're supposed to be really close to your God. Yeah. Keep moving hard. Keep pushing hard. Because you have a bright tomorrow. Yeah, that's going to be the end of today's topic. Wow. Wasn't it interesting? It was really, really interesting. It was really inspiring. I myself that was saying this to you, I was really amazed. Of course, I learned for myself and I learned from many people. So you guys out there, please try learning something. And please, I want to beg you guys that's really listening to this, my voice. Please, 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 I want you to subscribe. Go to my YouTube channel, Joshua Shiboy. You're going to see me. Subscribe to it, please. Follow me on Audioma. Follow me on Spotify, follow me on every app. Of course, please follow me on Anchor, follow me on, please. I need you to guys to share my podcast, share the link, share it all over. Please get this, my podcast, to 2 million subscribers, 2 million listeners. Please, I beg you guys, I really love you guys. Please. And I know you can do it for me. Please, this is a little favor I could ask of you. Thank you and God bless you. I'm still your boy, Joshua Shiboy. Yeah, hello out there. It's still me, your boy, Joshua Shiboy. This is going to be another interesting topic, which says the act of recovering from failure. I repeat myself, the act of recovering from failure. Okay, but before I proceed, I could really love to really thank all my listeners out there who are really listening to this podcast of mine, and who are really sharing, and who are really liking, and who are really loving it. I really want to thank you guys. You guys are really the best family I ever had online. You guys are amazing. But I really want you guys to also help me to share. Please subscribe, please follow. You can also see me on all social media, Joshua Shiboy. That is me. Okay, now we're going to move deep into the topic, the act of recovering from failure. The three best ways to recover from failure. Here we go. Failure is hard. Of course, everyone knows. It is a painful post. It's a painful process that has an eye-opening, as it is an ego-shattering. I hope you guys understand what I'm saying. When we are in the midst of failure, wedding thought it treacherously, it seems that nothing can ease our pain. Nothing will make the heartbreak and torment that comes from failure subside. Yeah, you know when you fail and all these kind of stuff, and you know when something happens to you and you just kind of fail, you see those ego you have, those pride, your pride. Yeah, those are pride you have, or maybe you have pride on something, you have pride on your education, you have pride on anything at all. When you now fail, that failure is going to shatter, is going to render your pride useless. As people are not going to see you as what you are as a teacher, as a lecturer, as a student. People are not going to see you as a student, but they're going to see you as a failure, as what you are. Now, that's what we're discussing, how to recover, the act of recovering from that your failure. That's what we're discussing today, the act of recovering from that your failure. But failure, as much as it hurts, is a necessarily evil. Failure and the resultant pain it causes help to shape and mold us, tailoring a platform for future success. You know, when you fail, you don't just sit and as mourn yourself. When you fail, you have to move on what you are doing. Of course, failure is not to harm you or to hurt you or to, no, it's not just to shatter your ego and leave it like that for many years, or just, no. If you take failure that way, that's how it will really happen to you. Many people have failed and they just don't give up, or they just keep on going. I hope you're understanding me. They just keep on going. Failure is meant for us to see our future ahead of us, to pattern us in the right way, for tailoring us. For example, you know, as a tailor is tailoring his clothes, as in sewing his clothes, giving his best shape. He has to cut it, he has to mend it, he has to sew it, you got to know. And when he's done with sewing that clothes, the clothes look amazing and really beautiful. That is what failure does to us. He has to measure us, he has to sew us, he has to bend us, he has to squeeze us to bring out the best in us. It doesn't feel like something that's beneficial at all when we are going through it. But that failure is, in fact, is a way to succeed. You are going through failure. It doesn't seem good. But see, when you look into that failure you just made, or that just happened to you, you just know that, if I can fail, that means I'm almost close to my success. If I can fail, that means try to convince yourself. Are you understanding me? Failure just there to make us, and to allow us learn, to teach us more. Are you understanding me? Failure is not just, don't just because you fail and man, you are done forever. It can never be that way. When you fail, you rise again and you just don't give up, because many people has never given up because of what they know, that their future is bright. While each individual had a different set of circumstances, there were a few important ways that they were able to recover from failure. If you had one major failure in the past and you are looking for a glimmer of hope, know this: success is not possible without failure. The method you will use to bounce back from failure might differ from the next person, but as long as you don't give up, you will eventually see things through. As long as you don't give up. The thing is that you don't just give up on yourself or other stuff. No, because you're not the only one that failed. And many millions, thousands of people have failed and they don't give up. They just have to rise and keep going. And today they are successful. Today they have bastards money. They have millions. Don't think that, I failed and you also failed. the step that works for me to succeed is going to work for you. No, all of us have different steps to succeed once we fail. Are you understanding me? Once you fail, you have different steps to succeed. Don't think that the same step you're going to take to succeed after you failed. No. What is failure? Before diving into a discussion on how can we recover from failure, let's talk about the act of failing itself. What is it? Have you ever asked yourself, what is this failure we're talking about? What does it mean to have failed or at something? When can you draw that proverbial time? Okay, let's ask ourselves, what is actually failure? Look at yourself and say, oh, I failed. What is actually that failure you're talking about? What is it? What is failure? You have to say that question really, really hard, and don't just think that the answer is going to just come out. Some people say failure is lack of success, lack of men. Every failure is a step to succeed. Every failure is a step to succeed. Every failure. See, you know this, my podcast is about motivation, so I'm not going to tell you the bad part of failure. Let me just tell you that even the bad part of something has a good part when you look at it well. Failure is a step to succeed. Let me just leave it that way. It's the best step one can succeed. The best step you can succeed. That is the best step you can succeed. Failure. If you don't fail, no successful man will tell you that he doesn't have up and downs. He has been passing through. He hasn't failed. No. So you that failed out there and you are just killing yourself over it, you better rethink. Rethink. You have to succeed in life. Failing at something in a monumentary way is also one of the best methods to build character. It allows for spiritual, emotional, and mental growth. You see, when you fail, you see, your emotions will start. That is the right time for you to build up your emotions. When you fail, your character will start as in going down, start drifting off. That's the right time for you to build your characters. When you fail, you see, your spiritual life, maybe you're a Christian, you're a Muslim, I don't care to know right now. When you fail, you see that maybe you start losing strength in prayer. That's the right time for you to build your spiritual life up. Go to God in prayer. Go to God in prayer. It's definitely possible for one to recover from failure. Definitely possible. Okay, let's look at the way we can recover from failure. Be passionate about your dreams. If you have failed recently, aside from the headache, you are likely focused your energy on the original goal and just how much it meant to you. If you have given up entirely, well, that's a different story. But if you haven't and you are not willing to give in to defeat, then you need to address the meaning associated with your goal. Be passionate about your dream. You see, when you fail, you still have the urge. The very act that will make you to stand up is when you are passionate about your dream. But when you are not passionate about your dream, when you don't have the desire to, you don't have the fire still burning about your dream, man, wherever you are, my dear, you will never get up again. Never. You will just sit on that position of failing and God. So be passionate about your dream. You want to be a student, you want to be a lawyer, you want to be a banker, whatever you want to be, wherever you want to be in life, just be passionate. Have that love for that dream. In that way, when you fail, you want to stand up by all means. In that way, when you have failed already, you will get up by all means. You will say, no, I can't. You tell yourself, is this me that failed like this? You try to push up again. And the second one, ensure you are adding value to the world. Ensure you are adding. You see, when you, in one of my podcasts, one of my topics recently, in my YouTube video, I think it's not in my podcast, in my YouTube video, of course, you can follow me on YouTube, Joshua Sheboy. Follow me over there and you see my YouTube video. Really interesting, you can subscribe to it. It's really interesting. Subscribe to my YouTube video. The name of my YouTube video is Joshua Sheboy. You can subscribe to it. It's really interesting. Motivations are really there, over there. You see, in that my YouTube video, I was talking about you need to help the poor, you need to help this, you see, when you have failed, and when you are adding value to people's life, adding value to the world, when you fail, when you look at the people you have added value to their lives, you want to stand up. When you know that this, if you give up on your dreams, if you become poor entirely, those people that you have been feeding, those people that you will know that you have responsibility, you have been adding life to those people, and when you know that you have failed, you want to get up so that those people too will have life. Because if you don't feed them, no one will feed them. So once you have that kind of thinking, you want to stand up, you want to add more value to yourself, you want to add more value to the world. So what is stopping you from standing up? Remember, the first one is be passionate about your dream. Now the second one is ensure you are adding value to the world. Before you succeed, you need to fail. It's not like, man, you haven't failed, that doesn't mean you will not fail. Failure is not like a cost that someone is going to give to you or something like that. No, it's something like you pass through it. It's like a test, and to just not show you, to just show you to be good, for you to have a fine body, and you know. So it's not that you just kill yourself, you have failed, and you just see that God, man, you have to stand up. Who is poisoning your mind? Who is deceiving you that you have failed and you can't do anything again? Once you have this goals, be passionate about your dream. You want to stand. Once you have these other goals, ensure you are adding value to the world. No matter how great your failure is, you want to stand up. No matter how great, no matter how the shame. And the third one is shift your focus by contributing to others. Contribute to others' development, contribute to others' success. Once you have this kind of mind, man, you don't have to, there's no need of failing. So what is stopping you? Who say you are not going to? Oh God. You have to move on. Have the faith that you are not the only person that has failed. And of course, you're not the only person that failed that make it. See failure as a path to success. See failure that if I don't fail, I cannot make it. Just see it that way. No matter the heartbreak, just see it that way. See failure that if I don't fail, I cannot make it. Also, I see failure in that mind, man. No matter how great your failure is, you are going to surely succeed. No matter how great, see failure that way. Don't think of anything. Don't think of the shame. See failure that way. Remember, in all my episode I've been using this word, no one wants to associate with a failure. You remember, no one wants to make a friend with a failure. No, I will not say failure, I want to make you my friend. So you that failed, you are going to lose friends. Use that period to build up your emotion. See, let me tell you something about me. I'm this kind of person that no matter how many guys I have, no matter how many as in friends, I'm this kind of person that I've built up myself that I know that in a minute time you can deny me as a friend. So I've made up my mind that I don't have any particular friend. I can just, okay, you're my classmate, okay, good. I know you as my classmate, but not my friend. You're my guy, okay, I know you as my guy, not my friend. You understand? I've made up my mind that any circumstances that happen, this guy, this girl, this whoever you are, you might deny me, you might betray me and say, no, I don't know him, I don't this, that. So once you make up your mind like that, you are ready to face any fucking failure. Failure is like to not show you. Are you understanding me? No matter how close you think you are to me, the very next minute I can say, ah, this is not my friend though. You yourself will be surprised because I know what I'm saving. I know what, I cannot take you as my friend and tomorrow now I see you talking bad about me. Of course, that is life. This is human for us. I see you talking bad about me, it's going to hurt my feelings. So be prepared for tomorrow. I'm actually being prepared for tomorrow. No matter how many guys you see me with, no matter how many people you see me with, none are my friends. I just take them. This is who you are to me. You are my classmate. This is who you are to me. You are my classmate. You can see me, we laugh, we go out, we go to places, we go to amusements, we go, as we watch TV, we eat together. I can't take you as my friend. This is my guy, and he's my guy. I know you as my guy, and that is all. This is my mate, and you know you as my mate. This is my teacher, and you know you as my teacher. This is my Joshua, and you know you as my Joshua. This is my whatever you are. Be prepared for the tomorrow. By that way, even if the failure hits you hard, you will succeed. Do not give up. Don't just give up because you feel and you just want to give up. Have you forgotten that you are not the only first person that is failing? And you're not the last person that is going to fail. That's one thing we don't know. You're not the first person to fail, and you're not the last person that will fail. Many people are still coming to fail. Many people have never started their failure. Many people fail more than once. Many people fail more than 10 times, and they are still grinding, they are still pushing up. You that just failed once. Just once. And you want to kill yourself. You want to die. You want to give up because of what is your reason? You don't have any strong reason there. There's no reason you could give. They say it's because of this. I'm giving up. Why will you give up? At least you should die instead that you are good. You know that if you don't have passion for this or dream, you will definitely fail and become a failure forever. But once you have passion of your dream, you will see reasons for you to stand up. Once you put life into people, you will see reason for you to stand up from a failure. But once you don't impact life into people, you're just a failure yourself. So don't give up because you are failed, or don't just go to remain strong in there. Remain bold in there. No one will hand you success. You got to fight for your success. No nigga is going to hand you your success. You got to fight for it. You got to get it by yourself. You got to get your success yourself. Don't rely on anybody. Hustle yourself. Succeed yourself. Always be prayerful. That God will not give you a temptation that will be bigger than you and that will overswallow you. You know, once you fail, some people lose faith in God. But that is the time you're supposed to be really close to your God. Yeah. Keep moving hard. keep pushing hard because you have a bright tomorrow. Yeah, that's going to be the end of today's topic. Wow, wasn't it interesting? It was really, really interesting. It was really inspiring. I myself that was saying this to you, I was really amazed. Of course, I learned for myself and I learned from many people. So you guys out there, please try learning something. And please, I want to beg you guys that's really listening to this, my voice, please, I want you to subscribe. Go to my YouTube channel, Joshua Shiboy. You're going to see me. Subscribe to it, please. Follow me on Audioma. Follow me on Spotify. Follow me on every app. Of course, please. Follow me on Anchor. Follow me on. Please, I need you to guys to share my podcast. Share the link. Share it all over. Please get this my podcast to 2 million. Subscribers, 2 million listeners, please. I beg you guys, I really love you guys, please. And I know you can do it for me, please. This is a little favor I could ask of you. Thank you, and God bless you. I'm still your boy, Joshua Shiboy.